Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, Netflix's Quarterback season 2 trailer dropped yesterday. This is set to release July 8th, and we are getting a little bit more insight on Kirk Cousins' season last year.
That's my quarterback.
Let's go, baby!
And we found there's an opportunity that would be a longer commitment.
This one is over. Tap it up.
What? I was surprised when the NFL draft happened.
Somebody tried to break into Joe Burrow's house.
Our backs are against the wall.
Turn it back on now.
We fight, no cap!
That's what we live for right here.
When the noise disappears, everything is falling right into place.
Let's go!
Now we're playing ball.
And you like that?
This was a hard-earned Roy Rogers.
We fight, no cap.
Yeah, okay, was that Kirk?
Yeah.
Okay.
We fight, no cap. You know, and that's part of his persona, and always has been. I don't know, like... You know what? It's going to be tough, Allie, because I think a lot of us kind of fell in love with Kirk Cousins,
of
the person
course.
And Family Man, in the first edition of Quarterback. And now, you know, after everything that's happened in Atlanta, there are certain Falcons fans that have certain feelings about Kirk Cousins and, you know, what he kind of brings to the table. So it it just stings even more when you think back on the Marcus Mariota edition of this. It's just like, dude, can we just not be the center of negative attention in these shows?
Can we get through it unscathed? And I know, Bo, you brought up the fact that these quarterbacks do have creative control at the end of this, so they're a part of the project. But at what point during the season do you think Kirk went, uh-oh, I'm doing this Netflix series right now. This is not ideal.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably after the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Or going into the Broncos game where he's like, this is going to happen. Maybe it was when he got benched and he was like, yeah, I kind of wish I wasn't doing this show now. But then again, he gets to showcase why he is, has such a good reputation in the league. I just don't want to sign up for any more of these shows. Netflix is never allowed in Flowery Branch again. Unless they're coming in to do a documentary about the Super Bowl that we're going to win in a few years.
That's a good point.
Or this year. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being – there's no positive. Every time something like this happens with the Falcons, it's always a negative. And is Kirk Cousins the first – he's the only repeat guy on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I don't find that shocking
because I think he did a lot for him the first time around.
Yeah, but why do you need it again?
I don't know. Does he have a Kohl's sponsorship now?
I don't know.
Like, I'm looking at the.
I think they felt this season was going to be special for him. So they wanted to tell that story.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Aaron Rodgers. If you watch that special, Enigma, that was clearly a setup for a wonderful season with the Jets. It just did not pan out.
Yeah.
As it turns out, it was a special season for Kirk Cousins, just not the special that he wanted.
And just as a reminder, as we do every day during Mic'd Up, this Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I almost said this hour is brought to you by Buffalo's. That would not have been good. So it is Top 5 Tuesday. It is my turn once again to bring you guys the best of the Top 5 Tuesdays. It only comes around once every 4 weeks these days, but you know I always bring the thunder, all right? And so today I decided to, not for any given reason, I've been thinking about different topics, and I kind of store them away on my phone. I'm like, I think maybe this would be a good one. And obviously you want something with some audio impact and something that people can listen to as we're talking over the radio, and thank you so much for listening to us. I did Top 5 Viral Videos.
Okay.
My favorite viral videos, and I actually had a decently hard time kind of breaking this down. You guys had a couple of ones that you brought up earlier that I was like, yep, not on the list. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sucks to suck. Just not part of the list. I do have two honorable mentions. I'm not going to play any sound for them, but are you guys familiar with Scarlett Takes a Tumble? Is either one of you guys familiar with Scarlett Takes a Tumble? One of the original viral videos is probably 20 years old at this point. Scarlett is just a young lady that set up her camera in her living room in her apartment, decided she was going to sing while she was standing on her coffee table, and she didn't make it. Did she? She didn't die. I'm just
kidding. Did she take a tumble?
She just took a tumble as she was singing, and then she laid on the ground for the next 10 minutes and goes, oh.
Yeah.
And also, honorable mention to Charlie Bit Me. My wife really wanted that one to be part of the top five. Charlie Bit Me, one of the classics. Didn't quite land in the top five for me just outside, so there you go.
I've never seen this video before, but I'm not sure why she thought it'd be a good idea to stand on the table.
I know. It's just like when you hear her just moan on the floor for like 5 minutes, it gets me every time.
She needed a better camera
gets me
angle.
Every single
she
time.
Thought it would work.
All right, so let's start it off.
She needed a better table.
Let's start it off, and this one's going to hit close to home. This number one video that we're going to go with actually happened on Fox 5 right here in Atlanta, and it happened just up the street at Chateau Alain.
Number five.
It's arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun. A whole day.
Fast.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Okay.
Oh, man. If you want to see that one, you can look up Grape Stomping at Chateau Alain with Melissa Sander, the Fox 5 TV reporter. Unfortunate situation. She was doing a great job, but man, she tumbles out of that grape stomping pit, and those people back at the studio didn't know what to say. You could tell they're just trying so hard not to crack up.
That's why news bloopers are so great.
I know. They're like, oh, gosh. Oh, I hope she's okay. Anyways. So that was number five. Let's move on. This next one is by a gentleman named Paul Vasquez. He was standing actually in his front yard, which borders Yosemite National Park.
Number four.
Oh, God. It's so bright. Oh, my God. It's so bright and vivid.
Nope. That's not what you think it is.
So beautiful.
Mr. Vasquez is staring at a double rainbow.
Yes.
That has fallen over Yosemite National Park. And no, he's not on drugs, shockingly.
I know.
Yeah, he's not on drugs. He just was in the moment. He was lost in the moment. Became somewhat of a YouTube sensation. I don't want to say what I think has become of Paul Vasquez.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he's with us anymore.
I thought there was a Skittles campaign
came
out.
Yeah, there definitely was. Yeah, I think he was part of a Super Bowl commercial at one point. With the Skills campaign about the double rainbow.
I don't think he's looking at rainbows anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. Speaking of which, this is somebody that's not looking at rainbows anymore either. We'll move on right here. This happened in Fresno, California in 2013 as a gentleman was just catching a ride from a certain guy that was losing his mind.
Number three.
And so I grabbed the bag. I threw it over by that pole right there. And then Buddy gets out and these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I f***ing ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash. Yeah.
The lady said you saved her life.
She was the one who got grabbed by that f***er.
Oh, is this the guy with the bandana? In the
Guy the Hitchhiker. Yeah. Guy the Hitchhiker. He has his own Netflix special. Speaking of Netflix specials.
He does.
And it is crazy because he is not looking at rainbows anymore either. He has not passed away, but he is in prison.
I started watching this and I can't remember what happened, but didn't he like commit murders and stuff?
Yeah, he's in prison for murder, yeah.
He saved one.
He saved one. And then, you know, and look, anybody that can hit somebody over the head with a hatchet is probably going to land there eventually.
Right. Why didn't we think about that before we made him this
red
hero?
Red flag.
Right.
Red flag. Interesting cat. Like they did a documentary on him, like where he spoke. It was before that, before the Netflix one, where he spoke like three languages or something crazy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyways, let's move on. Speaking of people that speak a lot of different languages, this one happened down near my hometown. This is from Mobile, Alabama, in Crichton, I believe it's called. This is WPMI. And this also, Allie, is a news special.
Number two.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Yeah!
the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We'll get down to the bottom of this. Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
As he's talking to the passing car that's driving by, don't be afraid.
Oh, my
said it
gosh.
Could be a crackhead that climbed up the tree.
Dude, Todd McClure every day at, during practice would yell out to everybody during stretch, anybody in the leprechauns at me and say, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that brings us, and I want to shout out Dylon for this one, doing the extra legwork on this. I could not find an edited version, and boy, if there was ever a viral video that needed an edited version, it is this. This one. This one's from Mikey and Jay, a couple of brothers from Malden, as they are going fishing out in Boston Harbor.
Number one.
Holy that thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
I don't know.
That thing looks hurt, Jay. Jay, that thing is hurt, bro. Holy look at this thing. Oh my God, what the is that, bro? Jay, what the is that? Oh man, pull back up, Jay. Come on.
Oh God.
Come on, bro. Pull back up, bro. We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kid. Oh my God, that thing looks dead, man. We gotta call the aquarium or something.
Call the aquarium.
Somebody call the Coast Guard. That thing's it's a turtle or something, dude. I think it's a baby whale. Dude, that is my favorite video of all time. The baby whale video of those two guys, just brothers out there, just losing their minds trying to identify. I think it was a sunfish that was actually in Boston Harbor. Huge fish that kind of swims on its side.
Uh-huh.
So you can't really tell what it is, but they went through all the emotions. Somebody call the aquarium or something, dude. Oh, God, so good. I'm sure that I missed whatever y'all's top viral videos are, but those are mine.
Man, I do love this list. I will save my thoughts coming up next for that when we do Wake Up Call, but I've got to say, that number one, I've never seen.
Wow.
You've never seen
the baby whale video?
No, I've never seen the baby
whale.
But now I get to experience it.
Yes,
so this is
dude.
Great.
Their excitement just escalates through all 3 minutes of the video.
I had at least seen that one. I had never seen. There's a couple I hadn't seen on this list, but I had definitely seen the fish one.
We got to call the aquarium or something, dude.
We're going to continue this conversation. We've also got the wake-up call on the way, 404-726-0929. What do you think of Mike's top five Tuesday picks? What viral videos do you love? And also, what cookout hosting tips would you have for someone who really has never hosted a party before? Me, when we're still moving into our house.
It's called a barbecue. That's the first thing.
404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.